Yo, what up? It's Donut, and you tuning in to All Your Illuminati News. Gonna cover this story real quickly, how there was over 60 Miami cop cars just going into this mall. Just very, it doesn't make any sense at all. It's a very sus story. Reports of black helicopters and all this, all because of a couple kids having some fun on New Year's. Maybe some fights broke out or whatever, but the amount of the response with the police is quite suspect, as if it is a cover-up for something. Now, a cover-up upon a cover-up, just like in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, they're saying that it's aliens. 8-foot aliens is what's happening, and that is the reason why there's the cover-up. This is the exact same Carol Quigley divide the and conquer with the two-party system using the UFO deception. We saw this last year with the balloons in Year of the Rabbit with the spy balloons. It was either a spy balloon or it was an alien over at the Super Bowl and whatnot. We're going to be coming up on the Super Bowl as we enter the Year of the Dragon. We've been doing some great breakdowns on there, but put a one in the comment if you can hear me okay. We are live streaming. It looks like everyone can hear me. I just decided I was going to go live in a couple hours, but I gained comments and saying it's too late. So I'm just going now on the fly. I'm going to play a little clip of what happened over this chaotic New Year's.
At Bayside Marketplace in downtown Miami. It's after a large-scale fight involving a group of young people.
So a group of young people fought, and then this response of not thousands, 60 police cars. I mean, it's a ridiculous response for it, as if it was a cover-up for something.
Them had sticks in their hands, and they police received a call about a shooting here. We do know that there was.
Yes, I wish I didn't play that part, but definitely a sus story, but it's connected to the fake alien psyop. This is a topic we've been covering quite a bit on this channel, as we predicted the Year of the Rabbit, which we're still in, was the Year of the Alien. Now, the story, where is it breaking from? It could be breaking from this UK-based Unexplained Mysteries channel that made a video yesterday saying it's Bigfoot and aliens doing this. This is where it'd be stemming from. But, I mean, it's all over Twitter. Not only that, but the power went out. Massive power outage in Miami leaves people in the dark while this was happening. And the reports, and where we can't verify any of these reports, by the way, look at that. It's just ridiculous response. Something definitely did go down here, and it was probably connected to a cyber incident. Now, during New Year's, all over the world, worldwide, I was just in Mexico, and the military presence was uncanny out there. And the locals there say that's never like this ever. For these holidays coming up, you have over 90,000 people prepared. I read an article on that for New Year's. Just worldwide, people are prepared for some sort of event to go down. And yes, CatCans just posted a B-1 reportedly just crashed. We're going to get into that out in South Dakota. Not just that, but you got train derailments happening in New York. You got the Ohio Palestine derailment. Remember that predictive programming in the movie? Well, it's happening again. These are because of cyber incidences that are going on, and there might be some sort of high level political officials that maybe live right here. You know, the story is pretty brand new. And it's funny that this happened on New Year's, but now we're hearing about it today, the same way it happened with the girl on the plane. Those things aren't real on the plane. Remember that big story of the aliens? Well, that took place on National UFO Day, July 2nd. And then it broke to the world around July 7th. So it took some time for the story to become viral. Now, I'm not sure if this video is going to become viral or not this video itself. Maybe this video, share this video out. Maybe we can break it. But if this story becomes huge and viral, you know it was part of the plan. Just like the Las Vegas 8-foot aliens, they told us the 8-foot aliens in Las Vegas, that happened on May 1st, the day the Illuminati was founded, 5-1. That's where you got an area 5-1. It happened then, but it wasn't released till months later and made it viral. That 8-foot aliens. And that's what the internet is telling us, that 8-foot aliens were at this mall. And I'm going to get into a couple things where it could actually be connected to some deception with people actually seeing things. Like the girl on the plane, did she actually see something? You know what I mean? Like it could go into some MK Ultra mind control like they did with the late Paul Benowitz. And we'll get into that because this gets into MK Ultra mind control stuff with these stories coming out. But today in South Dakota, a plane, a B-1B Lancer smashed into the ground right there, South Dakota. South Dakota turned green on July 7th. And this is the same time frame as that, you know, story was going viral of the person on the plane. But this is because it's connected to CERN. They dig for dark matter out in South Dakota. And when they activated CERN was the same day, July 7th. And when they activated CERN on the other side of the world, South Dakota, Sioux Falls, turned green. Yeah. Here's July 5th. That's when it happened. July 5th, not July 7th. But we could see the predictive programming in the masses with Stranger Things. Stranger Things is about MK Ultra and an alien that attacks the mall. It's all centered around the mall. So right there, it feels like there's some predictive programming in this story within this. So this story, looking into it, it is hitting a lot of decoding that this is a setup story. So what are your thoughts? Put your comments down below. We got a lot more to cover on this. As you can see, we got a lot of articles, but what are your thoughts on this story? If you have heard about it, because it's pretty much a new story and I wanted to get this information out there. It took place Bayside Marketplace, where they're saying these 8-foot aliens were attacking in Miami, Florida. Now, Bayside Marketplace, its opening date is April 8th. That's when the eclipse is going to be happening, the solar eclipse of April 8th. Important day for this year with the predictive programming of movies like Leave the World Behind and whatnot. The X. And then you got IWAS, that Aleister Crowley, it was the name given to the voice that Aleister Crowley heard, IWAS, and he heard it on April 8th when this mall was created and opened, when this eclipse is about to take place. And the whole gray-headed alien, PSYOP, is stemming from these occult roots of the gray-headed alien LOM right here that you see on the dollar bill. So it's connected to the occult, the UFOs. We've been breaking down this for over a year now. If you're new to the channel, last year we were saying that the year of the bunny was connected to the aliens, and we were absolutely correct. Now we're going to be going into the year of the dragon, but we're still in the year of the bunny. So we're still in the year of the alien, the fake aliens. Tim says, no footage of what happens in the, I call BA. Yeah, I know what he's trying to say, but yeah, there's no footage of any of this story coming out of the space aliens attack Miami. Social media responds. And it's the same story that we keep on hearing. 8-foot aliens. And it's a popular thread on like Reddit and whatever. But the same 8-foot aliens attacked the Peruvian village. Peruvian village attacked by giant yellow-eyed aliens. And then right after that, you got the Peruvian alien mummies at the Mexican Congress, ran by UNESCO, which is the United Nations, which is all tying back to the agenda of the environment needs to be saved. Greta Thunberg kind of, you know, situation there with Julian Huxley right there with UNESCO, which goes into an even more sinister agenda that we cover on this channel. So make sure you subscribe if you're new. We'd be breaking down all of this information. Las Vegas, same thing. You got these big 8-foot aliens that crashed on 5-1. May Day, the day the Illuminati was founded. It's all 5-1, storm area 5-1. On this channel, I was the first to break down how storm area 5-1 is connected to the lockdowns and the AI algorithm. This was a Facebook event out here at Area 5-1, Area 51, that took place September 17th. Now, that's the day the world ends, according to Leave the World Behind, the new Obama movie that came out, that the world ends on 9/17. And it's also been said that even in the Book of Eli, maybe this is that date as well. Not sure. I got to double check that. But the Obamas, what's their next movie they're making? They're making a UFO movie about Barney and Betty Hill abduction. That's what they're working on. Michelle and Barack Obama, they're working on the first alien abduction. They say it's this, but it's not. The first alien abduction is Bugs Bunny. That's why the bunny, the year of the bunny connection to aliens is so prominent, because Bugs Bunny was the first one abducted by Marvin the Martian. And we're still in the year of the bunny. And I got that prediction right. I'm probably the only channel that connected that at first. But just like we got the spy balloons, the UFOs, it's all connected to the Clintons and the Obamas and the Rockefellers and MKUltra. It goes deep. It goes deep. The plain woman. Oh, dude. I mean, you're going to see how this is all connected to Hollywood, the films, the predictive programming. It goes deep. The girl on the plane. This took place on July 2nd. We didn't hear about it till much later, but as you can see, or July, right here, he posted on July 3rd, but it happened on July 2nd. That's National UFO Day, leaving 182 days left until the end of the year. And you can see it's on AA, Aleister Crowley's AA. That's part of a secret magical society. It's all occult brainwashing. July 2nd is National UFO Day, leaving 182 days until the end of the year. We've been breaking down the 128 code. How Leave the World Behind was released December 8th, 128. 182 days is July 2nd. That's why you got Blink 182. And movies like The Tomorrow War, which was released on July 2nd, a National UFO Day. And this movie takes place in Miami Beach. Dan is sent to Miami Beach in the future where he has to face the aliens. Released on National UFO Day. And it's all about saving the environment as well, this film. It's about the ice melting. And because the environment's getting too hot, then demonic aliens come and eat everybody. So right there goes back to the UNESCO agenda. In Miami, I've been covering the Illuminati dolphins. I mean, who else has been covering the Illuminati dolphins? No, nobody. I'd be covering this. Not only does the Miami Dolphins got the 32 spokes around it, Aleister Crowley got the 32 pathways in mysticism. Beyonce just won her 32 Grammys on the 32nd floor in Las Vegas. That tragic event happened. Now, even a Miami Dolphin football player, his house burnt in the flames, just like Beyonce's childhood home just burnt in the flames. So there's stuff there, but the aliens are connected to the dolphins. John C. Lilly's research, this is where in the show Stranger Things, when Eleven goes into the isolation tanks that Joe Rogan pushes, and he also pushes the alien agenda mixed with the psychoactive mind-altering chemicals that he pushes to everybody, which also is connected straight to, you know, the MK Ultra research of mind control, establishing a new religion to get rid of the autonomic, resetting the religions of today. They want all the religions to go after each other, wipe each other out. Then they're going to reset the autonomic nervous system with psychotropics and different mind-altering chemicals so they can do a new base layering of imprinting for the new generation, because the generations before us and before us all believed in kind of the same Abrahamic gods. Well, they got to reset it for the Aquarian age, and they do that through the hallucinogens and schizogenics and whatnot like that. And John C. Lilly's research with the dolphins going into the tank, this was all for government research of aliens, yes. But not aliens that are traveling to Miami in malls or up in the sky. No, in the ocean. In the ocean is where all the UFOs are actually spotted. And that's what this research was for, because the aliens' brains, like you got the Miami dolphins, the Miami Illuminati dolphin aliens, the dolphin brain is the same as the alien brain in Mars Attacks. First one to break that down as well over here on the channel. So woo woo, you know what I mean? You got the alien brain is the dolphin brain right there. It's all there. But we got these Japanese plane crashes happening. These planes are crashing. These trains are derailing. And these are cyber incidences happening. So this is probably a cover-up, this event right here, of something else that went down. And you know what? They can mind control people to say that they saw certain things as well. We'll get into how that has happened throughout history. But if we go back to the Las Vegas event, it looks like we got over 1,000 people in here. I like to remind everybody, once we hit that 1,000 mark, please smash that like button. Please and thank you. Share the video out. Get this information out there before they make this a viral trending story. Let's get the truth out there, because that's what this is we're just breaking down the truth of these ritualistic elements of brainwashing on a mass level. And right here is the Las Vegas event. I'm from Las Vegas, so I've been watching the story, you know, since it happened. And they had the same sort of reporting. I mean, it was not the same reporting. The same thing happened. You got these black helicopters coming down. What are they? And you can't find anything. Try to look up Las Vegas, the helicopters at this event. It is scrubbed from the internet. It's the dead internet. It's gone. You can't find it. You can't find it. Or you probably can, but it's very, very hard to find, because I was putting this together quite quickly because I wanted to get this information out. But this Las Vegas event happened on the 36 parallel, 36 ley line in Paradise, Nevada. Paradise, Nevada is where the Super Bowl is going to take place. We just did a breakdown on it. It's connected to the 128 code. It was formed December 8th. 128, the same day that Leave the World Behind came out. It's on the 36th parallel, the ley line, the dragon line. You can't find the information of those helicopters, just like there's the helicopter information of this story right here, how 60 police cars stormed the mall with Black Hawk helicopters. Now, remember in Las Vegas, they said there was a prince being escorted out. Well, that was a psyop as well. It was no prince. This guy's a security guard that works there. And they were just leaving. So, I mean, you got a lot of fake stories out there. So in New York City, a train derails in collision with another train. That just happened today. You got a truck carrying hazardous material from East Palestine train derailment overturns. I don't know what this is about. It seems like just some more crazy stuff in East Palestine, Ohio, 3-3. I mean, these are cyber incidences happening.
And I Astrid Township.
These are cyber incidences happening. And Close Encounters of the Third Kind, the cover-up to the aliens was a derailment, a spill. That's what they did in this movie. A lot of these movies are actual scripts of plans of what to do. And then you got this air, this, it's happening all over the place. These plane crashes. And that happened in Leave the World Behind. Remember, all the planes were crashing? Because this month's going to be nutty. The World Economic Forum is about to meet. So you got the Illuminati meetings about to take place, right? You got the Super Bowl about to take place. This is all connected to UNESCO, the alien agenda, right here with the Huxleys and the Doors of Perception. Which, I mean, it all goes into it. This is a wonderful article, must read, by the great Matthew Arrett, the Canadian patriot. What do UFOs, Lawrence Rockefeller, and MKUltra have in common? More than you think. Read this. This is a fabulous article. And if you don't want to read, I did a podcast with him where he breaks down all this stuff, especially with this guy, Paul Benowitz. I'll play a little short clip of it, but you could find it over on my Patreon. I got the raw video, but I also got the edited video, which there's nothing really different except for slides and graphics that is up on my Rumble, up on all my other channels.
Paul Benowitz thing. So yeah, he was originally brought in because he was also obsessed with cattle mutilations. And when he was at a...
This is Paul Benowitz, who he's talking about. Paul Benowitz, right here. Now, the people who are saying that they have seen stuff, they might be under some MKUltra like Paul Benowitz was.
Conference, that's when he got really radicalized even more so. And because he was...
I'm going to restart that real quick.
But back to the Paul Benowitz thing. So yeah, he was originally brought in because he was also obsessed with cattle mutilations. And when he was at a Harrison Schmitt sponsored conference, that's when he got really radicalized even more so.
Now, Paul Benowitz, what he's saying was he was at a conference about cow mutilation. You hear about this cow mutilation thing? Well, it was put on by this guy, Schmitt, who's the guy who took the picture of the blue marble, the picture of the earth that everyone's like, oh, there's the picture of the earth. That was the guy who put on the cow mutilation conference. So you got this connection to NASA and all this fake hocus pocus to the alien stuff.
Because he was also the head of, he was a bit of a brilliant electrical engineer who was a contractor for the U.S. Air Force in New Mexico near Albuquerque. That's him right there. He was very well respected, and he had a lot of like radar devices that he made himself, and they were just lying around his house. So when he started looking at it.
So it's a good video. You got to go check this video out. He breaks down just so much amazing information and how this guy was mind controlled into believing that the aliens were communicating with him. Just like how some people could believe maybe that the aliens are communicating with them at these events or whatever. And it's straight connected to Scientology, this guy Puthoff, who's connected to Blink 182 and that whole stars above stuff. And also it ties into the satanic dude, Michael Aquino. So, I mean, that's a must watch video, and I got to get him back up on here. It's a must. But as we're still in the year of the bunny, the year of the UFO, Blink 182 is the bunny releasing the UFO files. There's a lot that going to be going down. Now, if you click the link down below, I got a new Patreon video up called The Year of the Dragon 2024 Decoded. We just posted this. It's got a ton of information. Get this information now. Get it first, and it helps support the channel. Plus, you get just a ton of content. I was out in Mexico. We did stuff on the winter solstice. We break down books like this great book right here, The Demon in the Ecker book. We do podcasts with people, tons of people like Matthew Arrett. We got early access. We got a bunch of cool stuff. Here's a little documentary. I mean, it's very, very worth the money. It's cheaper than a bag of Skittles. Make sure you go and click the link below. Anyway, it's Donut. Look out for much more content. Happy New Year, and God bless you.